News in brief at Press TV. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Japan amid an escalating territorial row in East Asia. Biden has expressed concern about China's new air defense identification zone in the East China Sea, which has angered Japan. Meanwhile, the U.S. Navy has deployed advanced spying aircraft to Japan. The U.S. and NATO have stepped up pressure on Afghan President Hamid Karzai to sign a security deal with Washington. They say failure to sign the deal will imperil Afghans and put future military and development aid for the country at risk. Hundreds of Palestinians and human rights activists break the Israeli naval blockade of the Gaza Strip by crossing fishing limits imposed by Tel Aviv. But then Israeli forces fired warning shots and forced them to return to shore. Since 2007, Israel has imposed a land, aerial, and naval blockade of the territory. The International Federation of the Red Cross says at least 1 million Syrians are going hungry because conflict and checkpoints prevent aid deliveries. The Red Cross says it is only able to provide regular supplies to just half of the 6 million Syrians driven from their homes, but still are inside of the country. Meanwhile, the Syrian army continues to fight foreign-backed insurgents across the country. The army has now made advances in the Khan Al-Amun region. Syrian forces have also captured 3 insurgent commanders and killed many other militants on the outskirts of the city of Nabak, which is in the Khan Al-Amun region. In Ukraine, anti-government protesters continue to hold demonstrations across the country. They blocked off government buildings as they protested against the government's refusal to sign a trade deal with the European Union. Ukrainian Prime Minister Mykola Azarov says the situation bears all the signs of a coup. And in Brazil, a 5-story building under construction has collapsed in the Sao Paulo suburb of Guarulhos. No casualties have been reported so far. The incident occurred in the evening after most workers had left the site. Only a few days earlier, a crane collapsed at a Sao Paulo stadium, killing 2 workers. Shootings and bombings around the Iraqi capital of Baghdad and in around the northern cities of Mosul and Taghmasp have left over a dozen people dead. The deadliest attack occurred in Al-Nabayi, just north of Baghdad, where 6 members of a family were killed by gunmen.